travel industry analysts predict that by the end of the year, more than 450,000 people will have lost jobs in the nation's travel-related businesses. Business has not rebounded to pre-September 11th levels. Some hospitality industry leaders want Congress to help. Mark Sedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
A good example of what's happening in the hospitality industry across the country can be found in downtown Minneapolis at this Radisson Plaza Hotel. This is a high-end property with a fancy lobby and centerpiece marble fountain. The Radisson Plaza says 90% of its guests come to Minnesota on airplanes, mostly on business. All of them are paying less for rooms now than a year ago.
Based on the law of supply and demand, we are very competitive.
General Manager Jim Callahan says since September's terrorist attacks, he's reduced prices and had to lay off about 15% of his staff.
We're doing almost everything we can do to market, to bring in new people.
Even before the attacks, Callahan says revenue was down about 10% from last year's levels. Then the bottom fell out. Sales plunged 60% in September. Bear Stearns researcher Trip McCoy says hotel revenue nationwide is down about 20%. Looking ahead, McCoy says the problem is that all indications are that business has leveled off there.
A lot of people are starting to, just from an investment standpoint, just write 2001 off and say, okay, 2002 is going to be a difficult year. We're expecting this softness to continue, this demand softness to continue. By most accounts, people are expecting an economic recovery in the second half of the year.
And McCoy says it will likely be 2003 before business is brisk again. In hopes of spurring a return to normal travel, the U.S. travel industry is running TV commercials featuring news clips from President Bush.
Americans are asking, what is expected of us?
What is expected of us?
What is expected of us?
We ask you to live your lives.
The president's comments are interspersed with encouragement from smiling hotel, restaurant, cruise ship, and airline workers, all of them trying to put a positive face on what for many in their industry has become a desperate time.
Greatness is found.
Greatness is found.
When American character.
And American courage.
American courage.
Can overcome American challenges.
And we will.
And we will.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse President William Hyde says for 60 consecutive quarters, his sales have grown. Until this year. Hyde says for most of the people running the more than 80 Ruth's Chris restaurants, dealing with declining business is an unfamiliar exercise.
If you stop and look at the economy and you were a middle-level manager, you've known nothing but great sales increases. You've had business knocking down your door to get in. And so that's been a challenge for everybody.
A challenge that, while costly now, does not threaten the future of his restaurants. Instead, Hyde sees the downturn in the context of a business cycle.
We, as entrepreneurs, business people, built on the capitalistic structure, need to move forward and manage as effectively as we can. And if that means having less sales and less profits for a period of time, that's what you do.
But others in the hospitality industry contend that without government assistance, in the spirit of what Congress did for the airlines, many hotels and restaurants will not survive. Minnesota-based Carlson Companies is one of the world's largest hospitality enterprises with hotels, restaurants, and travel agencies. CEO Marilyn Carlson Nelson has spent much of the past several weeks lobbying Congress for a $500 tax credit for anyone willing to travel before year's end.
The combination of the terrorism with the economy is disrupting market forces. It's true that over time there would be recovery, but we believe that if we don't want a compounding impact on the economy, that we need to intervene with some kind of short-term stimulus.
But despite Carlson Nelson's efforts, the travel tax credit is not part of economic stimulus packages under consideration in Congress. Industry analysts say most hotels have done very well in recent years, and because of that, should be able to weather the downturn without government help. And they say thanks to aggressive cost-cutting now, most will be well-positioned to return to profitability so long as Americans return to their normal travel routines. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zadeklik in St. Paul.